Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is May the 30th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 19 to 21. Why do the wicked prosper on this earth? We read in Job chapter 21 verses 7 to 9 like this. Why do the wicked live and become old? Yes, become mighty in power. Their descendants are established with them in their sight and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear. Neither is the rod of God upon them. If there is one truth that can be distilled from the book of Job, it is this one. Why do the wicked prosper on this earth while the righteous suffer? Is God unjust in his dealings with humankind? Even though on the surface, this book is a story of the righteous Job and his sufferings, as we dig deeper into the discussions of Job with his friends, we are confronted with a theological debate on the assumption by Job's three friends that the wicked are judged and the righteous are rewarded by God while they live on this earth. This theological debate is even alive today, and many Christian pastors and church leaders are trying to promote the prosperity gospel that God will bless us materially and financially if we just have faith in God and change our thinking to positive things that God has declared through His word. However, Job refutes this popular thinking as he looks at life objectively and makes the following observations. The wicked do not appear to know fear. The children of the wicked are well established. The houses of the wicked appear to be safe. The cattle and livestock of the wicked reproduce and they prosper financially. The wicked enjoy a rich and happy social life even as they openly defy and reject God. In essence, the wicked seems to live prosperously without God and they rarely suffer in this life and they even receive honorable burials. Thus, Job's experience does not confirm his friend's claim that the wicked prosper only briefly or are punished by God. Job was trying to prove that the wicked often prosper in every area of life and die without suffering, even if they have had no place for God in their life. How often, Job asks, do the wicked reap the reward of their sins in their own lifetime? The answer to this is that it is very possible that the wicked do not reap any punishment for their sins on this earth, but God will judge and punish them according to His righteous standards one day in the future. In Psalm 73, the prophet Asaph had a similar problem as he became envious when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. However, Asaph understood the ultimate fate of the wicked when he went into the presence of God. In doing so, Asaph reaffirms God's ultimate judgment upon the wicked that is awaiting them in eternity. The prophet Jeremiah also went through a similar thought process when he argued with God regarding the fate of the wicked. Jeremiah inferred that the wicked is now being prepared like the sheep for the day of their slaughter. They are being fattened up now, and very soon they will reap the gruesome harvest for the wickedness that they have shown in the lives of other people. Let us be clear that the wicked people do prosper on this earth, but their prosperity is only a temporary phase. We are living in an age of grace today, and God does not want anyone, even the wicked, to perish forever. However, just like God closed the door of the ark during Noah's time, and every wicked person living on the earth at that time died in the flood, God will close up this period of grace, and every wicked person will be duly judged by the righteous God one day. In the meantime, God is controlling everything to accomplish His good purposes in our lives.